City Radio.
Right, you want some punk rock?
Later.
You want some real punk rock? Real punk rock, okay? Now this is real punk rock.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedler. We're going to get this show moving with some Chaos UK. UK for you on
Pogo City Radio.
Yes, but I'm Andrew. You are listening to Pogo City Radio, and thank you very much for doing that. There you go. Whether you're listening live or listening to the podcast, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for telling your friends. Now, still on quarantine for the most part, you know what I mean? I did actually escape today. Funny story, had to go to the weed dispensary, you know what I'm saying? And I got my man Sean with me, and fucking, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a ride up there. I was like, here, let's smoke yours on the way back, since I drove. And he's like, all right, cool. So he goes to pass it to me, and I go, oh, wait a second. I was like, I'm not about to catch your corona over one goddamn of some weed that I already have. Like, you know what I mean? And I saw him take out some hand sanitizers. I was like, yo, but I will hit that shit. So no reefers.
Reefers.
Actually, reefers, but just none of Sean's reefers. And I did grab a hit of his hand sanitizer, though. But yeah, so, you know, that's what's really going on. People trying to buy liquor, toilet paper, weed, and quarantine themselves, binge watching things. What are you guys watching? I've been watching plenty of shit. I caught that fucking, I was really drunk though. I caught that fucking, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that Sharon Tate fucking Quentin Tarantino movie. That was interesting. Interesting. Not what I was hoping for. Still entertaining. Not what I was hoping for. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to watch some other shit today. I seen I got Lords of Salem for free. That movie's pretty fucked up. I love Rob Zombie movies. I wasn't crazy about that one the first time I saw it, but that shit is fucked up. I like more like slasher zombie type thing. I'm not usually into like demonic hell possession type shit, but it's whatever. I think I'm gonna watch it today though. I like the fact that the evil song is the Velvet Underground Venus and Furs. Yeah, that makes this movie awesome in itself. But there seems like there isn't much hope left out there. So let's get to Choking Victim with 500 Channels.
Choking Victim.
times. Like in every rhyme, your memory is repeating, and all your ideals seem to self defeating. So you and your hopes are perhaps a generation, and when you're discontent, you change the TV station. And when you hate your life, no quality is a demon. A million brainwashed on bands will always hear the screaming. And when there is no hope, I smoke the crack, I shoot the dope. When there's no enemies, I'll sit and stare at my TV. But now the war machines are mapping our destruction. With poisons that we're falling out, chemicals that have died. And when there is no hope, I smoke the crack, I shoot the dough. When there's no way to be, I'll sit and stare at my TV.
Choking victim for all you crusty fuckers out there. But yeah, so the live listeners, you know, David says he watched AHS 1984. What is that, American Horror Story, I'm guessing? I'm not sure. Fucking Muggsy said he took a walk to the cemetery. He didn't think of Night of the Living Dead, was thinking The Crazies, though. Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that one, The Crazies. All right. All right, so yeah, David watching American Horror Story. I think Renee likes that. Renee's like a super nerd, though. She's probably just been sitting there watching Harry Potter and fucking Star Wars and shit, but who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? But she says she's working. I'm sure she's working. But yeah, why don't we get to some a global threat? Now, I saw them when this album came out. They were doing a little tour with the Casualties, and I caught a global threat and the Casualties at the Chrome Lounge in South Amboy, and it was pretty fucking awesome. I don't know, maybe 2003 2004, and Global Threat hadn't done anything in like a minute, and then they came out and did this. So here's one of their tracks coming off that album, Earache, Past the Time. Here's Social Quarantine.
Yeah!
All right, that was a global threat right there. Now, luckily, because of this live stream, LCJ was able to remind me that the Broken Cuffs are doing something live on Facebook at 5 p.m. today. I'm guessing that's 5 p.m. California time, which is what, like 8 or some shit east? I don't fucking know. It's on Instagram. It'll be on Instagram. So go check that out, The Broken Cuffs. And I think they're doing some acoustic thing. I saw the flyer. I don't know. Go check it out. It'll be on the social media pages. So go. And while you go find The Broken Cuffs social media page, go look for Pogo City Radio on Instagram and Facebook. Go like that Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Also go over and hit that like button on facebook.com/the SDABS. So it's 2 p.m. their time, which is 5 p.m. our time, which is pretty much exactly when we will be done with the live show. So all you live people, we will be done right at 5. We started right at 4. Fucking jump over on Instagram, check out the fucking Broken Cuffs. And why don't we get to some regular Broken Cuffs up next. And these guys are coming out of California, and we love them. Here they are with No Security. Right, that was the Broken Cuffs right there. Like I said, check out their live show on Instagram. And if you're listening to the podcast and the live show already happened, I'm sure it's on their Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. So go over there and check it out. Now, this next song is for everyone who is suffering and getting cock blocked because of this goddamn virus. This one's by Endless Struggle. It's called No Luck.
Women have always got me headed
endless struggle. Struggle.
I may have fucked up here.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
English. Endless goddamn struggle. There's always your hand, baby. There's always your hand. But yeah, I think it's funny. I feel like we should be playing the Germs. Doesn't that seem fitting? The Germs? We should listen to the Germs during the pandemic. Duh. Here they are with Media Blitz.
Got television, got supervision, no sin for you. Media Blitz, Media Blitz, Media Hit We Want. Don't steal your eyes off the TV screen. Can you realize what we've seen? Taking a check from a mad machine. Don't pick between the lines or visually don't see signs. You play part of a mastermind. We see signs, we deal in rhymes. We play by idle time. What government saves us so sharp than to watch the idle rhyme. Got television, got supervision. No shit for you. Media Blitz, Media Blitz, Media Blitz. Bleed your heart, that's all it would. For them to stop, we plan first. Forget the truth, accept your curse.
The observations of
the Germs on Pogo City Radio. They are a bunch of short songs. Let's do a twofer. Here's Lexicon Devil. Germs right there, the Germs on this quarantined special of Pogo City Radio. But yeah, shit is definitely scary. I will say the scariness has slowed down a little bit. Maybe it's just the calming before the storm, or maybe it was just that everything was new and it was like, oh shit, they're gonna be closing this and that, and now we're just getting used to it. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see if there's like military around the town, because that's what things are being whispered about here and there all over the internet, of course. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Even if it's just to build hospitals, even if that's what it's for, because that's what they're saying, maybe they'll mobilize the military to build more hospitals and shit. It would be freaky seeing like active soldiers like on the street corner, even though it's not like a war. It still would be something I didn't ever expect to see, but it's not happening yet. It's not happening yet, so maybe it won't for all the people in the live thread who apparently thinks everything sucks. Jess and Renee are going back and forth about how everything sucks. They want to hear the Descendants. Well, Jess does, because I happen to know Renee doesn't like the Descendants, but Jess loves them. So here they are with Everything Sucks up next on Pogo.
Coffee. Everything sucks today.
Shit is rough, that is for sure. At least there ain't motherfuckers running wild in the streets yet.
Wild! 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 Wild in the streets! Wild in the streets! Wild in the streets! Wild in the streets! In the heat of the summer, better call. The big crime fighters and your newspaper writers still need a drugstore to kill my buzz.
All right, that was the Circle Jerks right there. Now, well, we're getting some requests online, so we're going to get to some of those. Now, I was just listening to this album right before I started the show. I was outside playing with my kids in the backyard because I got to get them out of the house at least for a little bit. And, yeah, I was definitely listening to a bunch of Thunder stuff, but Que Sera Sera. I was actually going to close the show with Endless Party, but Renee's asking to hear a little bit of Whore, and how could I say no to that slut? Here's Johnny Thunders with Que Sera Sera, Little Bit of Whore. Hopefully. Nothing is working, of course not. Here we go, Little Bit of Whore, Thunders.
Hey.
Johnny Thunders, a little bit of whore. Every time I do this show, I get a sore throat. I don't know, man. I don't know. Every time. I really don't have it any other time. But when I talk a lot, I start to lose my voice, and I get a sore throat. Not really happy about that. Not really happy about that. But hopefully we can make Muggsy happy with this next one. He says he ain't heard Vice Squad in a minute, so we got some latex love for him. Right, that was some Vice Squad for Muggsy. Hope you guys enjoying the show. But like I said, it's hard to find things to talk about or anything because like there's nothing going on. But one thing that's crazy, when I was out with Sean this morning, he told me, now Sean works, he drives a forklift, but he drives food around in a forklift out of a freezer. So that's an essential job. So Sean's job is going to be staying open because it has to do with food. They've given him paperwork in case he gets stopped, in case things change. Because right now, I don't understand. I think we're still allowed to leave our house. But his job gave him paperwork to show to the police or anyone else that stops him and is like, why are you out right now? He's going to work that needs to be done. This is America. That shit is crazy. Crazy. I'm not saying I don't understand it, but it sure is fuck crazy, especially the punk rock minded people. I feel like you were always told, like, by the music when you were growing up that, like, the government was going to come in and take over, like it was going to be a war. Never thought it was going to be because of a virus, though. This shit is nuts, man. Shit is nuts. Strange times. Strange times. All right. We did have a bunch of shows coming up, and the Despised NJ were on a bunch of them. So hopefully all those shows still happen, and we'll be able to play them all still. So let's play them right now on this episode of Pogo City Radio. This comes off their latest 7-inch. Here's Born Rejected. Family members, I was way right in his face. Civilized NJ on Pogo City Radio. Now, David's asking if Pogo City Radio needs an HR department. According to this chat in there, I said if there was an HR department, I'd be in a whole lot of trouble. They fire my ass right away. But yeah, Renee, they'd just lock her ass the fuck up. They'd throw that bitch right the fucking jail if there was a Pogo City Radio fucking HR department. No trial, no due process. They'd just lock Renee up and throw away the fucking key. But it seems like we're on, it's weird. It feels like we're on the brink of World War III, but there's no war. There's no war. Like an alien invasion without aliens. A zombie apocalypse without zombies. Let's get to some Blind Society, World War III. Sticking in Jersey, bitches. Blind Society on Pogo City Radio. Hope you guys like that. Now, I hope the live listeners are still there because it looks like my fucking computer is like not working right. I had some songs queued up and the fucking thing is like frozen. So I hope all the live listeners are there. It looks like they are. It's crazy. Every website I go on, everyone, there's some shit about COVID-19. Like, I mean, even I'm just talking about, but it's crazy. It's like Spotify is popping up on my fucking cell phone and telling me, like, they have a link to the fucking CDC if I need to find out more about COVID-19. I'm on YouTube on my desktop. I'm getting pop-ups over my screen, hovering over all about COVID-19. Shit is crazy. And the government, it's this crazy now, and the government knew about it and fucking lied, right? Fucking crazy. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. They're fucking scumbags. 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 The only reason why they're actually doing anything is because it's going to affect them. If it was just the poor, they'd be like, fine, thin out the poor, bitches. But nope. 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 Got to do something. Can't let the whole world die, I guess. Now, the song I was looking for, let's see if I can find it now that the computer seems to be working. A Toxic Narcotic song. Now, a while ago, we actually played a bunch of tracks off the Charge Records comp Punks Unite 2, International Chaos. The track I'm looking for was released on Punks Unite 3, and it was right when the Iraq War started, and everybody, all these punk bands were making like all these anti-war songs, so fucking Toxic Narcotic comes out with People Want to Kill Each Other, but that's okay, I hate them anyway, so I want to see if I can find People Want to Kill Each Other by Toxic Narcotic. I can find People Suck, but I feel like we play that all the time. Here we go, here's some Toxic Narcotic with People Want to Kill Each Other.
People wanna kill each other. People wanna kill each other. People wanna kill each other.
toxic narcotic. People want to kill each other. All right, let's keep the tracks moving right along. Here's the Dead Kennedys with Kill the Poor.
Efficiency in progress is ours once more. Now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sense and know me, but no less value to property. The sense and war, but perfect sense. Down and a brand new day. No more will they tax to pay. A type of villain's gonna be flashing a light. Godless millions whisked away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the poor tonight. Gotta kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. The sparkle of champagne, you kind of start to worry again. A life of the reason you must live in right. Jane Fonda on the screen today, convinced the liberals it's okay. So let's get rested and so in the night. Oh, well, kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight.
I mean, I guess that whole thing about the military maybe being around, that's the new thing that's tripping me out the most. I just think about it. Like even if they were just doing like some road work type deal, it would be very weird to see military trucks closing the road. And I feel like they would have guns. I mean, when I go into Giants fucking stadium, the cop at the parking lot has a fucking M16. I'm like, what the fuck is he gonna do with that shit? Like, what are they expecting to happen? Like, he's trained with a firearm. I feel like if he had to shoot somebody, he could do it with like a normal pistol. It just blows my mind when I go to Giants stadium and I see a cop out there with an assault rifle. I can't imagine seeing military walking around doing military things, even if they're not like asking us for IDs, because that I just can't fathom. My mind will explode. But like, if they're just there in an empty parking lot building fucking shit, that'll be weird. It'll be weird. That is nothing I ever expected to see. But I don't know. I hope it doesn't get to that. I hope it doesn't get to that. But who the fuck knows? And yeah, they need to not have M16s at Giant Stadium. I'm sorry. Put a regular cop with a regular gun. It just looks ridiculous. What are they expecting to happen that this motherfucker is going to be like opening up on people with an assault rifle? I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't like it. But this quarantine has definitely got me drinking a whole bunch more. My dad said it because I have all my bottles of vodka out. And the last time I bought vodka, I bought him some whiskey. And fucking, he was like, did you drink all this? I was like, the bottle was only half full to begin with. He was like, still, Jesus Christ. He was like, you can go through this shit in no time. I don't know. There's nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. Just got me on that permanent binge. Mike Blanks and the Stabs up next. Mike, Renee, and Josie, we're all supposed to do this Wasted Paradabs thing for the wedding, and we still are. I hope the date and everything that we're allowed to do the show, because who knows what things will be like in May. Hopefully, everything will be fine. Hopefully, everything will be fine. But we are setting up with the four of us, some Parasitics, some Blanks, some Stabs, and we're going to do an awesome set. One day, hopefully, it's May 2nd, but I'm starting to get a little nervous, but hopefully it's May 2nd. And how about we get to some actual Blank 77 up next? We're going to have to get out of here soon. We're almost at that hour mark. The Broken Cuffs will be coming on, and my computer is functioning like shit. Like shit. Like garbage. That's why I'm stalling. I really wish there was music to play. This is what happens when I'm up here by myself with no co-host and a broken computer. Let's see if we can get Chelsea Girls to play by Blank 77. It does not look promising. Does not look promising. Let's see if we can get Black Flag Slip It In up next on Pogo City Radio.
Hey, mama. Come on, come on.
I don't know.
All right, that shit wasn't my fault. That shit was the internet's fault. So I did start playing Black Flag because that looked like it was clickable. And in the middle of that intro, Blanks came on, and I would much rather listen to Blanks. So you got Blanks. We will play probably one more if this computer decides to keep working, because I'm not trying to have you guys listening to a bunch of dead air. See, when we weren't live and this shit would happen, I would just hit stop and be like, motherfucker, goddammit. And then I would just like cut back in once the shit started working. But now that we're live, can't really do that. And this computer is not really working all that well at the moment. So I'm going to see if I can find something for us to play and get the fuck up on out of here. Now, I have been playing a lot of Bomb Squadron as of recently. Now, I remember I used to listen to the shit out of this album. But I feel like we, for a while, I didn't play them like at all. And now I'm playing them like crazy. So get used to it. It's going to be our last one. Before we get out of here, got to remind you to go over to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, Facebook.com/the SDABS. Find us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Oh, and in just 4.5 minutes, 5.5 minutes, Broken Cuffs will be live on Instagram. So go look for that shit. If you're listening to the podcast, just go to their Instagram and I'm sure it's up. Remember, go to our YouTube, get a bunch of awesome live footage there. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Here's Bomb Squadron with Chaos and Disorder. Stay alive out there.
Party's over.